It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next time somebody says,
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
It's time to go roaming for those of you at home. Here's how we play. Scott plays some clues. Joe Pott and I and those of you at home will try to guess where he's been. And he thinks we won't
get it
today.
He's already rubbing his hands together. We're in trouble over here.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is, I mean, you might get it, but it's brand new. It just opened like a week ago.
Okay.
So that's the only reason.
So that's
I'm
a clue right
yeah,
there.
It's brand new. Okay. And I'm going to start with a clue.
The building was built in 1890. I mean, even when we were doing construction on it, we found the original gas lines that ran to the gas lamps outside, Sherlock Holmes style.
Right.
And to think of how this neighborhood used to look, you know, when the Titanic sunk, or during World War I, or World War II, or the Wright brothers, or the World's Fair in St. Louis, or the first Olympics in the U.S., which were also in St. Louis. There was a lot of really cool stuff going on that this building has seen and been a part of.
All right, so it's brand new, but in an old building.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
I like that. All right, number two.
But we followed in the footsteps of my parents and Tom's parents who went to Mizzou. And then not only the two of us, but siblings went to Mizzou. And then, of course, when the next generation came, there was no choice but to go to Mizzou. We're huge Tigers fans. I mean, not only from the academic side, but we love sports.
Okay, now we're cooking.
Okay, right.
Mizzou
fans.
Tiger-themed, perhaps?
Tiger-themed,
okay.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
In this building, we can show up to 14 live events at once. Across the board, you can play game audio, which, while that's a small detail, is one that makes a big difference for your viewing experience. And
something that
a lot of bars and restaurants don't offer. You're still listening to random top 40 music during the Super Bowl. And that's not the greatest vibe.
I hate that.
Right. Seriously, it is. It's a small thing, but it's huge.
It is definitely big.
Yep.
And we're in your realm here, Joe Pott.
Okay. In my realm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, you heard the word sports.
I did hear the word sports. That is my realm.
Pressure's on you, Joe.
I have been told that that's my realm.
Okay. Ready for another clip?
Uh-huh.
It has been crazy to me that St. Louis has a Ferrari dealership and not a true Mizzou sports bar. As we are sitting here today, Mizzou ranks number 9 in the AP top 25 in the country for football. And this is the only, like, truly dedicated space to those athletics and to that community, even though the city sends over 15,000 undergrad kids there annually.
I'm not sure how Ferrari dealership and Mizzou bar are kind of comparable, but okay, we'll go with it.
Yeah.
I don't know where you are. Obviously, you're at a new
I think I might know.
Okay.
You know?
I might know. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow. Okay. I got one more clue.
Yeah.
All right.
And if I may say, you know, someone who shall not be named, I witnessed someone actually take a utensil and spoon out the rest of the sauce the other day. Again, I shall not name this person, but I wish I could have videotaped that. It was awesome.
I've never done that before in my life, but it was so good.
They've got awesome sauce?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Their wing sauce is fantastic.
Okay, yeah. Like wings.
Need to go
it's
wherever
next
it is,
level.
Evidently.
Yeah, you do.
But I don't know.
My son is a huge consumer of wings.
Oh, you have to go.
Is this a place I would be able to take him?
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
All right, that was the last clue?
That was the last clue.
Okay,
so you
are you in
guess.
Soulard?
I am in Soulard.
Okay, I don't know the name of it, but it's a young guy who just, he bought a bar that closed that I can't remember the name of either.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
But he opened a Mizzou bar, and okay. he's like 26.
I'll give you, well, yeah, that was the voice you heard.
Debbie always wins.
I'll give her credit for that. No, it's called Ray's Sports House. Sport House. Yeah, Sports House. And the voice you heard was Corbin Ray, the young, you know, the mm-hmm. man, and his mother, Allie Ray, and Tom, her husband, they all own it together. They bought the building. They are invested in this. They're not leasing. They bought it. Actually, I watched the Chiefs game last night there, and it's a great place. Their wings, I am proclaiming them, and you know, I never rave about anyone's wings.
Right.
I'm from Buffalo.
Buffalo guy over here, right?
I make my own wings, and my wings are damn good. Their wings might
How come
be the
those
best.
Wings have never made it in here, by the way.
I know.
Next time.
Yeah, so we should be able to sample the goods, right?
I don't think
us decide.
I don't think they're good overnight and then bringing them in.
Well,
anyway,
we'll be the judge of that.
Their wings, I will proclaim the best in the city.
Wow, that is high praise for awesome. Mr. Buffalo.
Yes, I'm telling you, they're very, very good. The hot sauce is not like your typical Buffalo sauce. It's got some sort of Asian, Indian influence in the spices, maybe. They have several different sauces. The wings are fantastic. The place is great. They have 44 TVs. And they can show 14 different events at once. They're dedicated to Mizzou, but obviously there'll be a Chiefs bar, there'll be a Blues bar, there'll be Cardinals, you know, games. So it's a great addition to Soulard. It really is.
Well, it's good to know because we were just talking, Joe, during the commercial break, that all the Mizzou home games are sold out.
That's right.
So you can't go,
including tomorrow against Buffalo.
You'll have to watch on television.
Yeah, and tomorrow against Buffalo, that place will be insane.
Yeah,
opening night. They had to turn people away.
Oh, man, that's great.
And it's a big, it's in the old Llewellyn's.
Llewellyn's, that's what it was. Anyway. Yes. All right, awesome.
Yeah,
well,
great
I'm
spot.
Looking forward to the wings. Yeah.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.